Time now for the Rural News with Eric Frickberg. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Lovely sound of rain last night on the roof. Is it getting to places where it needs to be?
It is indeed. It includes Northland, which suffered a lot, Waikato, and above all, Corran, in dehydrated Hawke's Bay. Heavy rain's been falling there overnight. And significant rain has also fallen, or is forecast, in other areas, dry Wairarapa and parts of the east coast of the South Island. And there is even a heavy rain warning for the Nelson, Tasman and Buller regions from Met Service. Now, Corran, this rain will be welcome news for many farmers, but they won't want it too heavy. Rain that sinks slowly into the soil is a much better bet.
Yes, and we'll have Niwa on later on in the program, get an update on how that's going to pan out over the rest of the week. Now, despite this, the Agriculture Minister is being called on to help drought hit farmers in parts of the Waikato.
That's right. Now, it might have rained overnight, but that won't have helped the fodder that should have been grown over many months for animals. This is a problem in Hauraki, Coromandel Peninsula and many parts of South Auckland. And dry conditions have become so dire in many parts of Waikato that three district mayors have signed a letter to the Agriculture Minister asking for help. Now, Ngātea farmers Megan and Michael Webster, they run 300 dairy cows and 900 dairy goats. And Michael Webster says the lack of grass growth has meant it's getting much harder to feed his animals.
We had to dry off both the cows and the goats probably a month earlier than usual, so that has a significant effect on cash flow, both ending this financial year and heading into next season. But it's just some of the sacrifices you have to make. Obviously, the animals are number one. If you're farming, you sort of love your animals, and that's what you're in it for. So, yeah, really got to take care of them.
Now, as we said before, Hawke's Bay got help from the government last week, and on Friday, the Hauraki District, Thames, Coromandel and Matamata and Piako District mayors, along with a Coromandel MP, National Scott Simpson, drafted a letter to the Agriculture Minister calling for similar support. Now, the Hauraki District Mayor Toby Adams, he told Maya Burry he's very concerned for farmers in his area who are facing serious feed shortages heading into winter.
The price of feed is one thing, but the price of cartage is another. The feed is not close by, so every kilometre you go away, the price of cartage goes up. So we just want some help to try and cover some of the cartage costs to get some of this feed onto the farm so they can feed their cows, just maintain them.
So are you looking at something like a mural fund, or what kind of support are you looking at?
Yeah, we'd like to set up a mural relief fund. The three councils have indicated that they could put something in towards it, and then we're looking for central government to help us out, no different than they've helped out the rest of New Zealand.
That's Hauraki District Mayor Toby Adams speaking to Maya Burry.
Now, many dairy farmers, of course, very busy this week preparing for moving day.
Yeah, moving day is a big one. Around the 1st of June, many share milkers relocate their herds and lots of dairy cows get sent to greener pastures for the winter. Now, this is a worrying time for biosecurity officials who are trying to eradicate M. bovis because stock movement is the main way that the cattle disease spreads. Under the Animal Tracing Scheme, NAIT, all cattle and deer farmers must have stock tagged and registered and record all animals that they buy, sell or move. But this scheme wasn't properly adhered to for years and was blamed for the Mycoplasma bovis problem. Now, MPI's chief science advisor John Roche says dairy farmers need to do their bit to ensure that the fight against M. bovis can be won.
The critical thing for us finding these farms that are infected is NAIT compliance. And we're still not seeing that at a high enough level. And so as we go to move a large amount of stock, I can just appeal to the farmers that are going to do that, as well as everybody else, that, you know, they register the movement of those animals so that if anything goes wrong, we're able to trace forward fast and just slow down the movement of that disease.
That's MPI's Chief Science Advisor John Roche. That's Rural News for this morning, but there'll be more on the weather later on.